wishing all Radio Aryan listeners a happy Christmas and a diversity-free New Year.
Happy Christmas from Radio Aryan. Have a pro-white Christmas and a diversity-free New Year. And remember, a kebab is not just for Christmas. You're listening to The Daily Traditionalist with Matthew Highmark at RadioAryan.com.
This is your host of The Daily Traditionalist, Matthew Heimbach, and I'm here today joined by my good friend and my co-host, Sven Longshanks. So to kick things off, I just want to dive right in because some of the topics we were talking about yesterday have had some beautiful examples just in the last 24 hours to prove our points. It's a pretty amazing thing that we are not just right, ladies and gentlemen. We are so right, it hurts. The enemy is so wrong, and our points are proven time and time again. So we're going to talk about hate crime hoaxes. We're going to talk about Jewish extortion, all sorts of great stuff. But first, let's kick it off with Sven. So Sven, how are you doing today?
Yeah, I'm doing pretty well, Matt. I've been out doing a bit of shopping. I just thought I'd say thank you and Merry Christmas to my baker, because I'm sure my baker listens to Radio Aryan, and I just got a sort of suspicion. So I thought I'd just say Merry Christmas to him, and hopefully he'll get the message. It is incredible. I mean, I just looked up on the browser, opened it up, and there's this black guy that's burned down a church in America and then painted Vote Trump on the walls. You really couldn't make it up, could you? We were just talking about these hate crime hoaxes yesterday, and here we are. We've got one. And following on from the story yesterday that we were talking about with Hope Not Hate, this group that made out that all these tweets were calling for or celebrating the death of Joe Cox. 50,000 tweets, they said, that were celebrating the death of Joe Cox. They made up all these lies, and they got exposed for it. Well, Nigel Farage the other day was speaking on the London Broadcasting Corporation, and he was talking about this latest terrorist attack in Germany, and he was blaming Angela Merkel for it. He said it's her policy that caused this. We've got to stop pretending that we just can't do anything about this and nobody's expecting it. This has been caused by opening up the borders and allowing the country to be flooded with these Muslims. And Joe Cox's husband got rather riled up at this and said, oh, it's a slippery slope. You can't blame the politicians for the actions of the Muslims. And he said, well, yes, you can. And then he said something about Hope Not Hate. And Nigel Farage said, well, Hope Not Hate, this group Hope Not Hate that you support, they are leftist terrorists. They are violent terrorists. They blackmail people and they're violent. I mean, they've attacked Nigel Farage on occasion. And Joe Cox's husband then tried to defend them because he's set up a charity in the name of Joe Cox. And a third of the money goes to this Hope Not Hate organization, this Jewish-backed organization that is just all about silencing anyone whose opinion they disagree with. They caused a lot of trouble for the BNP. And then when the BNP fell apart, they now go after UKIP, who are not particularly right-wing. I mean, they're populist, but they're certainly not as nationalist as we are. They're not ethnic nationalists. And this group have been going after UKIP for ages. And Nigel has said, you know, they're violent extremists. They are violent left-wing extremists. They use violence to try and achieve political aims. And of course, Hope Not Hate have now said, oh, well, we're gonna sue Nigel for libel. So they've got adverts in Time Out, which is a big London magazine, and all the newspapers are saying donate to Hope Not Hate, and they can sue Nigel for libel. But you can't sue for libel unless you're an individual in Britain, and this is an organisation. This is a group. They can't actually sue Nigel. So all they're doing is conning people out of money, and this has been exposed by Jez Turner, who sent me an email just before we went on air explaining this and talking about this Hope Not Hate group. But they're just a group of violent leftists who think nothing of throwing bricks through windows, throwing eggs at people. They really are a rent-a-mob. They have a lot of money that given to them by the Jews, and they pay people. They have paid activists. They turn up at any of these left-wing demonstrations to give everybody placards and tell them what to say, and they pay for the buses to go and counter-demonstrate against nationalists who are saying, we don't want open borders, the all the demonstrations that went off in Dover last year. This leftist group get paid to be there, and nationalists have to pay out of our pockets to actually be there. So they're funded by various groups. David Cameron was one of their list of lovies, basically, people that support them. So Nigel has done a really good thing by bringing it to the attention of the public that this group are leftist extremists. They behave like the Muslims. It can only be a matter of time before they finally actually kill someone, because they are pretty violent. And they've been exposed for this huge lie about these tweets that were supposedly sent out after Joe Cox's death. So good on Nigel Farage, really. I mean, both those news stories are fairly positive. I don't know if you want to make a comment on that at all, Matt. I'll pass it back over to you.
Yes, well, I mean, there's so much to dig in there. And it once again goes to show that across national borders, our enemies are doing the exact same thing. I mean, if you just look at what groups like Hope Not Hate are, just look at our equivalent of the Southern Poverty Law Center. You've got these experts, right? And we're always talking about these experts, and we were just discussing yesterday on their inflated hate crime hoaxes. And everything just comes together. It's kind of beautiful when God writes a story like this, because all the pieces come together. But, I just want to start with this black guy with his church. County in Mississippi, it was 78% black, and no one knows why he did it. No one knows why he decided to burn his church and do vote Trump. I just saw again yesterday there was a youth who was Arab, I believe, who was arrested in New York. There was examples of not only swastikas, but anti-Semitic things. I don't really have a problem with, but things involving Trump as well. So, you know, again, pushing this narrative. And there were over 40 incidents, according to the police, of the sort of discrimination acts or things they found, most of them graffiti. And they think this guy's done at least 10 of them. So time and time and time again, we are told, and this is where these supposed experts come in, and that makes them such terrorists. So you've got, you know, and of course, as I'll say, there are extremists out there, on the left that are just so violent and so out of control. It's amazing. But most leftists are just people that are being lied to, and they hate us. They really hate us because they've been sold a false bill of goods by these institutions, because they really think we get up every single day and go be mean to people who are different than us. They really think that. And these lies are really put forward, and they're really advanced by groups like the Southern Poverty Law Center, the Anti-Defamation League, Hope Not Hate, all these things. So you've got people for a political agenda that are hoaxing these hate crimes. And we've seen that several Jewish students just in the past year have been arrested for spray painting swastikas and things like that. I legitimately, and I've been in this movement for about half a decade, a little bit longer, actually. So I've been around. I've been able to travel the country. I've been able to go around the world and meet all sorts of different people. I have never in my life met somebody who has ever told me that they go out and like they spray paint swastikas or offensive things on a Jewish person's home or at a synagogue or anywhere like that. Never met someone who's been caught and arrested doing that. That's not a thing that we do in the nationalist community. And they continue the sort of the lying narrative. There's nothing else to say. These people are liars. You've got hoaxers left and right and left and right. And just like in a system, you know, if a girl falsely accuses someone of rape, and then it comes out or she admits it, then, you know, the guy might get released, but nothing ever happens usually to the woman. In many cases, these people who do these fake hate crimes are not given a tenth of the punishment that would have happened if we had done that. You know, if we had gone out and spray painted swastikas, you know, on a synagogue or something like that, that would be a federal violation, hate crime charge, all sorts of things. But when it's people trying to push this radical left wing agenda to turn people against us, to try and hoax this system, then of course it's a misunderstanding, or it's mental illness, or boo-hoo, ha-ha, and nothing ever happens. So it allows it to keep happening. It has happened just in the past couple weeks, dozens of times in the dozens of cases, and there's never a retraction by the mainstream media, because this is how the Jewish media pushes the narrative. Even if they're exposed as liars, they might run, you know, a correction on page A12 of the local paper, but they're not going to make it front news that this was a fake hate crime. We told you Trump supporters are out of control. So this narrative is allowed to continue, and then it really is used to brainwash, especially white leftists, to get more violent, to get more active against us, based on lies. It's a really amazing sort of thing that's going on. And these organizations, like I was saying with Hope Not Hate, and the SPLC and other groups, Love Lives Here. Now there's been, against Mrs. Spencer, in Montana, a rise of police presence, because they're saying that, that the Jews are threatened. And even some of these Jews are admitting in their rhymes about what's going on. Well, you know, basically, whatever's happening to Mrs. Spencer, of losing her livelihood, of the threats against her family, destruction of her business, all that's okay because poor Jews were discriminated against, allegedly, and she's a bad person because she's white. And she should feel pain and sorrow, even if she doesn't deserve it because she doesn't share these politics. She should feel bad for these poor Jews that are literally extorting her. So, I mean, it's kind of an amazing thing, Sven. I want to turn it back to you because I've been going on for a little bit, but you know, it really, to me, comes together. It's like an assembly line of these fake hate crimes are put forward. The media runs with this narrative. These institutional groups promote it and claim, look, there's so many things going on. And then even if they're exposed, it doesn't really matter because, and the Jews are always pushing this narrative. So it's almost like an assembly line that I've seen over the past couple of years of these sorts of things used as a bully club against us. But it's utter nonsense.
Well, I think there's another side to it as well. Don't forget, when we do get the leftist violence against us, we then get blamed for that. And when National Action were banned the other week, they showed pictures of leftists throwing cobblestones and all the trouble that was at their demonstrations, which wasn't caused by National Action. It was the leftists doing this. And then they blamed that violence on National Action. And it was the same with the Donald Trump campaign, when peaceful people would want to go and see Donald Trump, and you'd get leftists that were outside throwing things, smashing things up, hurling abuse. And again, the media would portray this as Donald Trump has caused this. He's caused this by what he's saying. Instead of holding the leftist protesters to account for their own behavior, they blame somebody else for it. And this is completely alien to the way that I was brought up. I was always told when I was brought up that you're responsible for your own actions. It doesn't matter what so-and-so told you to do. If he told you to go and jump off a cliff, would you do it? No, you wouldn't. You're responsible for your own actions. And yet somehow today we don't seem to hold left people that are leftist to their own actions. We blame other people for it. We blame nationalists, or the media does at any rate, blames nationalists for the protests that are against the nationalists, for the violence that goes on. So it's not just the hate crime hoaxes that the Antifa are responsible for. It's all this violence against us at our demonstrations that then gets blamed on us. We're just seeing, this is another news story that I forgot to mention to you before we went on air, Matt, but in Finland, the head of police there is talking about he wants to see the Nordic resistance movement banned in Finland. And they're bringing up violence that the leftists have caused at these demonstrations. They're talking about how one of the founders, Jesse, I can't pronounce his surname, Toynainen or something like that, he's in court at the moment, and they're charging him with manslaughter. And he was assaulted by a leftist, and he defended himself against the leftist, and a week later, this leftist died. He'd been discharged from the hospital. I mean, all Jesse did was defend himself against him. But they are saying that this was caused by the Nordic resistance movement. I mean, this leftist guy went up to him and spat in his face. I mean, what's he supposed to do? I mean, that is an assault. You defend yourself from that. So he obviously punched the guy, pushed him away. The guy fell over and hit his head. But they're using that now, trying to say that this was, this is violence that was caused by the Nordic resistance movement, when it wasn't. It was in response to the violence from the left. They're the ones that caused this violence, not us. We're just trying to exercise our free speech, and we're trying to say things that people aren't used to hearing. But none of it is based on hate. It's all based on love for our own people and wanting to protect our own people. And if people had listened to us, then this latest terrorist atrocity that's happened in Germany, that Nigel Farage pointed this out, this wouldn't have happened if people had listened to us. And we do need to be holding the politicians to account, because it's not like they shouldn't be expecting this. They should be expecting this. They've invited all these Muslims into our countries, and now they are doing exactly what we forecast they would do. And they're carrying out these terrorist acts. I mean, you've got 12-year-olds blowing themselves up with suicide belts in Germany now. You've got in fact, we've had a complete flow, a rash of young children that are now involved in terrorism that have been brought over from Syria and Iraq and elsewhere. And if you just cast your mind back a few months back, the whole narrative was, oh, we must have let in all these child refugees. We've got all these unaccompanied children at Calais that we must let into our countries. Well, now these unaccompanied children are blowing themselves up, stabbing people, attacking people with machetes. And we said this is going to happen. This is what was going to happen. And when we have demonstrations and we say this to the public, the left turn up and throw cobblestones at us, throw rocks at us, try to expose where we live and encourage people to go round there and attack us, like Lawrence Burns in his court case last week. The Cambridge Antifa printed his home address, encouraged people to go around there. Like Richard Spencer, the Jewish journalist, printed his address, published his address, and suggested people go around there with baseball bats. It's the left that is responsible for the violence, not nationalists. You know, we don't seek to use violence to achieve our aims, because we know that we've got the truth on our side. You know, if we're allowed to have a debate with people, we know we will win the debate, which is why the left is so desperate to silence us. I think that sort of covers it, really. I think, Matt, from one end to the other, from the hate crime hoaxes to this violence that is not caused by us, but caused by them.
Well, we've seen it time and time again, Sven. I mean, you just look in what happened in Sacramento, that even the police were so clear. They came out on the scene to say, nope, these anarchists and anti-fascists did not have a permit to be here. They came with weapons, and they're the ones who instigated violence against the media, against police, and against us. And no one should be surprised in that. But I still get asked in interviews about the bloodbath in Sacramento. And I said, yeah, there was when we got attacked and our guys drove back the forces of the leftists after they had been attacked by these thugs. And it doesn't even matter to these people, even though the police said it, even though some of the media outlets were able to fairly report it, they pick this narrative. And you know what? This thing in the Nordic resistance movement, the way they're being attacked, it just goes to show this junkie, this piece of human garbage, this true Untermensch, who is a leavening agent within Finnish society. He truly garbage. And I say that now because this guy, from everything that I've read on the case, even from the leftist side, he was not, a misplaced student. This was not a kid who had youthful vigor and enthusiasm and was tricked by the Jews. This was a drug addict and a junkie and just vermin. And he killed himself, essentially, due to his drug addiction. The guy didn't die. He was checked out by a doctor and then went home and didn't die for another week. And it wasn't some massive internal bleeding that was caused by injuries. The doctors would have caught that after the fight that he started with his, leftist buddies. They're the ones who started the fight. They lost the fight. They were fine. And then the fact that they are drug addicts, that they are degenerates, the guy got what that lifestyle brings. So it just goes to show, with this entire system, they come and they attack. And we beat them. We almost every single time, outnumbered sometimes 5 or 10 to 1. Our side drives them back because we're driven by conviction. We're driven by honor. We're driven by, really just the belief in our future generations and the blood of our ancestors that flows in our veins. We drive back these swine, and then they play the victim. It's all smash the fascists until the fascists actually smash you. after you've broken the law attacking us. You know what I'm saying? Like, this entire model, they play the eternal victim. And that is why leftism is Jewish, because, you know, in a Nietzschean sense, this is that slave morality, the slave mentality. It is always blaming other people. It doesn't matter what situation you're in. You could be the king of a nation. You could be king of the world. And if you have that mentality, then you would just be crappy and resentful about everything. Everything is everyone else's fault. You don't do anything wrong, and you're just bitter. And leftism, and that really is the nature of the Jew. They are just so resentful. They hate us because they're resentful of us. And you can see that in their media. There's a reason why they identify with the outsider in the teen movie, you know, and the jocks are always, you know, blonde hair, blue eyed, strong, and they're always resentful of them. They want to take down what's strong. And that's just the nature of the left. And that's what their ideology then is, you know, capitalism of just being about yourself, or communism, destroying everything that's organic. And it's just resentful. It's wanting to take from other people. Either the, you know, with capitalism, the rich taking from the poor, and building yourself up, or in communism, tearing the rich down instead of having what we believe in of cooperation, of what's organic. And, you know, that their entire mentality is this crappy, resentful, I'd use some other choice words, but they were a family friendly show. But this resentful mentality where they pick the fights and then they lose them. And then we're the bad guys, when the only reason there is ever violence, ever violence, is because of the left. They are the ones who organize against us. They are the ones that bring the weapons. They're the ones that, you know, drive this sort of thing. And they really are the ones to blame. But you'll never see that. I'm just looking right now, and it looks like one of the regional leaders of the Alternative for Deutschland might be facing criminal charges for blaming the deaths of what happened with the attack in Berlin, pardon me, on Angela Merkel. Saying the blood is on her hands, the deaths are on her, might be facing criminal charges. So now we're looking at Finland, now we're looking in Germany, now we're looking at lawsuits in the UK, now we're looking at the harassment here of nationalists, not only my family, but Richard Spencer's family, guys from TRS. I mean, this organized campaign across the entire Western world, the Jews are using the same tactics. The same tactics, they have the same perverted ideology, and they are trying to silence all of us. We are all in this struggle together because they are trying to silence all of us, either with physical force or with lawsuits or with jail time. And they are so scared. And it's such an exciting time to be a nationalist, because to see the Jews this scared and this hysterical that they are going after tweets, that they are going after our families and things like that, that shows that they know they're losing control.
Well, they act like an organized crime network, really. I mean, if you cast your mind back to when you had that demonstration in Sacramento, I believe there was a reporter, a Japanese reporter, that covered the story. And she actually covered the story objectively and said that it was the left that had been attacking you. And she was reprimanded for that. And they removed the story from a lot of links and told her that she had to change it because she was objective about it. And what they wanted her to do was to blame you guys for it, because this is the journalistic guidelines is that they can't be objective as far as nationalists are concerned, as far as the right wing is concerned. They've always got to quote unquote challenge the right wing narrative or expose the lies of the right wing. They must never show the right wing in a positive light, which of course, you know, that means they can never be objective about the right wing, because we are the center ground, really. I mean, if you objectively look at nationalism, it's basically saying we want the best for our people, and we want everyone to be based on that idea. We want all political groups to be based on the idea of doing what's best for their people. The other racial groups are allowed to do this. Why aren't white people allowed to do this? And if you look at it objectively, then it's quite a sensible thing that we're suggesting, and it's in line with the natural order. It's in line with everything else in nature. Birds of a feather flock together. You don't have the fox living in the hen house. You have the fox out in the fields and the hens in the hen house. They're kept separate. If they're kept separate, there isn't a problem. If you put them all together, then you're going to again end up with lots of limbless chickens, basically, and chickens with their heads chopped off, which is what we're seeing on our streets. We're seeing British people with their heads chopped off. We're seeing German people attacked with a machete in a train carriage. We're now seeing Germans being run over, French people being run over in a lorry. These sickening acts of terrorism that we're seeing that these Muslims are carrying out. And it's all because we allowed them into our countries in the first place. So I think it's quite right that we hold the politicians to account. And the more people that do it, the better. I'm very glad to hear that AfD have stood up and done that, and they're taking the risk of the jail sentence. Geert Wilders has as well. Geert Wilders yesterday, he posted a Daily Stormer meme with Angela Merkel with her hands covered in blood, because the blood is on her hands. Everyone told her this is what would happen if you opened up the borders and just allowed anyone to come in without checking who they were. And some of this guy that was driving the lorry yesterday, I think he's had six different names. He was told that he had to be deported, but they couldn't deport him because he didn't have documents. And they're now showing pictures of him with his eyes blacked out, because it's against his human rights for us to know what he looks like. That's how ridiculous it has got with the left in charge. And they know that what they're doing is ridiculous. They must have a nagging voice at the back of their mind saying, hang on a minute, you know, is this really sensible? But they ignore that because they just want to carry on doing what they've always done, because they're too stuck in their ways to change. And we're all like this. We all get stuck in our ways and we don't want to change. But eventually, sometimes we have to. And the left wing is going to have to change. It's going to have to realise that it needs to start basing things on an ethic basis. Because if it doesn't, then the left is just going to be wiped out just as much as the right wing is going to be wiped out. Once Muslims have enough people in an area, they will take it over. They'll institute their Sharia law. There'll be no feminism. There'll be no nationalism. There'll be no white people, because all the white people will be turned into sex slaves. That's the eventual end result of having Muslims in your country, that the whole country will basically turn brown and become Muslim. So there won't be a left wing then, and there won't be a right wing. But the left is too stuck in its ways and too stubborn to realise that. But I must say that you know, it's not all leftists that are like this. A lot of people that have come over to nationalism have actually come from the left or come from libertarianism, especially from libertarianism. So I do see a light at the end of the tunnel, Matt. It's just such a tragic shame that people have to die before our people wake up to what's going on. Don't you think it's just so sad that people have, it's got to the stage where we have to have terrorism? You know, we should have realised that we shouldn't have these other races in our countries when the crime rate went up in the first place. Not leave it till now, well, when it's terrorism.
Well, I mean, that's the thing, that everything about this current system, they talk about humanity, they talk about human rights, but nothing about their system is humane. Because if you actually care about people, then you wouldn't be, you know, putting terrorists in your communities. You wouldn't say that, oh, it's okay for 1,500 young girls to be raped in traffic if you're a feminist. You know, that always, every part of the leftist ideology has to acquiesce to the Jewish perversion. I mean, if you just look, I think it was a really interesting thing. I was reading the article. I just want to get the quote real quick. From the former, the one of the head organizers and founders of Femen Brazil, Sarah Winter, who Daily Stormer featured an article by her and about her, where she was talking about having left the feminist movement after she had a child, and about how she'd been lied to by the feminist movement. And she said, I saw the feminist movement cover up for pedophiles. I saw the feminist movement persecute women. And that's all true, because, I mean, when you think about it, whatever the leftist ideology is, it's kind of like those Russian dolls, the one inside the next, inside the next, inside the next. And that's really what you know the Jewish system is. So like, you can be a feminist, but then ranking more important than the interests of women would be, of course, the interests of migrants. And then more important than migrants would be like homosexuals. And then more important than homosexuals is the Jews. The Jews are always on top. And no matter, even if it goes against your ideology, like as a white feminist in the West, it would go against the Jewish hierarchy to say, hey, to protect women, let's not bring in millions of people that, you know, disagree with feminism, you know? like you were saying, it's a pretty common sense thing. But they've got this totem pole of diversity, of the way that the system works, where they really have everything must serve the Jew. Everything about this system must serve the Jew, from, burning down black churches, hate crime hoaxes, all the way up to, the murdering our unborn, all the way up to the immigration, all the way up to our politicians flooding our countries. All of this serves Jewish interests. And that's why, at the end of the day, we're fighting a lot of different things, but they're all heads of the Hydra. It's the Hebrew Hydra, as I like to say. trademark pending on that. But that's what we're fighting, because they're the ones who organize all this, and they're the ones who all push it. Every part of this ideology serves them. You know, that they that everything ends with them. And we always need to be out there to call it out. But Sven, we're coming to the end. Give me your final thoughts for the day. Very excited. So let's go out on some high energy stuff.
My final thoughts for the day. I wish all our listeners a very, very happy Christmas and a happy new year. And even though it's pretty sad that we've just seen this terrible atrocity happen in Germany, it does mean that more people will come to nationalism, and it does mean that we have a better chance of getting Merkel out next year, and we have a better chance of getting in some nationalist governments. It's sad that it's had to happen this way, but the more terrorism there is, the more immigrant crime there is, the more chance we have of actually getting a government into power that is going to do something about it, and that is going to hold these traitors to account and take them to court and punish them for their crimes. And the blood is on Merkel's hands. AfD are correct. Nigel Farage is correct. Geert Wilders is correct. And as soon as one of those people actually get into power, then we might actually see some of these traitors going to court and being given a traitor's punishment, which should mean that they're hanged for their crimes, because that's what they deserve. So I know it's a nasty thing to say, but there is a silver lining to it, and more people will come to nationalism because of it. But anyway, have a very Merry Christmas, listeners, and also to you too, Matt.
I appreciate that, Sven, and I think going out, death to traitors, freedom for Europe. So hail victory, comrades.